Back to Swanner Jed Review. My name is Tom Swanner.
This is Brian Jed.
And well, it's been a big week for finales. Well, starting off with, of course, the big one, Big Brother finale. Well, we got down to the final three, who were Morgan, Ashley, and Vince. And then what happens at the final three is the three of them all play to see who is basically the final head of household, and then whoever wins that sits out the next competition, and then the two people left are in the second competition, and then those whoever wins one and two play in the third one, and they get to pick who they take to the final two. And so Morgan won the first competition. Ashley pulled out the second competition, Vince crying his eyes out as he always does, because he couldn't figure out the puzzle. So Ashley and Morgan go against each other. Ashley ends up winning the final competition, but instead of taking Morgan, because Morgan would win against either Vince or Ashley, she took Vince, which I almost would say I'd rather him not go at all to the final two, because he's just a manipulative little punk. He's a fanboy who wants to be famous forever as the winner of Big Brother, and he has a
As
pro
opposed to what? The ones that are in
the
it for the game?
well for the money, or because it's
Sure.
$750,000. So and I'm yeah granted it's the fame, but it was his he made it uncomfortable for you to root for him, just because he was, it's just like, like I said, he was crying all the time. Kelly call said he's either crying or he's lying. So they end up final two. They find out that we knew this, but Ashley is a attorney. So when they're asked to give their final, talk to the jury and who's going to appoint them the money, Ashley just wiped the floor with Vince and ended up getting six of the seven votes and became the new winner of the season of, well, not the new, the winner of this season of Big Brother. So, and she was a floater the whole time. I wanted Morgan to win so she would win, but it just
Well,
didn't work out. But
sure.
then, it's funny because when I'm watching these shows, as soon as the winner's there and it's, oh, you won, I'm flipping channels. I'm going on to something else.
Sure.
It's not like I'm, because you go online and there were people going, I hope Vince doesn't win any money and his girlfriend's already dumped him, so they'll have no money and no girlfriend when he gets out of there. And it's funny because Vince is a 34-year-old single straight male who lives with his parents, has no job. So when Zingbot came in, it's one of the characters they have every year. He goes, well, Vince is a 34-year-old male that sleeps in his parents' house and eats all their food. I'd make a joke about it, but his life already is one. And then I know, but the it was really cruel. It was really cruel. He kind of fell to the floor at that one. So it was a fun season. They had some dumb storyline that they were trying to play out, but other than that, it was, it entertained me three times a week, and that's
Sure.
what really goes. But it's weird. I didn't feel compelled to watch any of the after sh the 24-hour feed shows. I wasn't that into the group. I mean, there was a, when Frankie was on a few years ago, and it was like super gay. All the guys were super gay. Not they weren't super gay, but Frankie was the only gay guy, and yet they coupled up and slept in the same beds together. It was weird, very weird, but enjoyable. On Project Runway, we had another finale, and in the finale, it was Ethan, DJ, and Jesus, and they were supposed to do a five piece for the runway, and so Let's see, just a second. Ethan was from RuPaul's Drag Race, so everything was very dramatic with him. Gowns, gooey gowns, and sparkles everywhere. And Jesus, he did a lot of kind of that too. And DJ just did this ugly ass shit. And of course, she ends up winning. I never can figure out fashion or why they pick the people they do, but yeah, so she won, and then I flipped the channel. The British Bake Off this week, it was back to school week, and the two things that I'll mention were, the first one was flapjacks, and you're thinking, pancakes, really? But flapjacks are actually, it's more of a cake that cake cookie. If
Well,
you
yeah,
look,
pancakes. I mean, it's in the name, duh.
no, flapjacks.
But you said pancake, and then you said it's a cake, and I
I
said,
said
yeah, pancake.
it's not a pancake, is what I said.
Oh.
If you listen, you got to follow.
I'm not listening.
I know, but it's more like the Little Debbie cakes. They're kind of the rectangular cakes with the frosting on top. So that's what in England, that's what a flapjack is. And it's like, okay, gross. And then they're the one that they didn't know ahead of time was it's called a school cake, and basically it was just a sponge cake with a it's not a it's got a frosting, but it's more of a glaze over the top, and they had to make their own sprinkles. So, and then the showstopper was just gross. Yeah, it was okay. And the woman who left should have left, so that was no big deal.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Now, did you watch South Park this week?
No, I didn't know there was a new one.
Okay, what happened was, because they're so quick, they've got Brandon Carr of the SEC. He's going to Trump to talk about what's going on with the Jimmy Kimmel thing and all of that crap. And Trump is trying to kill the baby, the butt baby that Satan is, and him are having together, because little Smokey, JD Vance, he's masterminding it all. You've got to get rid of you've got to get rid of the baby, or the baby's going to take all the attention away from you. And so Trump starts laying all these traps and tries to poison Satan to that so he'll give he'll lose the baby. And Brandon Carr keeps having all the he falls into all the traps and poisons and stuff, ends up in the hospital where the doctors tell him that he may end up losing his free speech. And then JD Vance comes up to him and goes, "Now you've got to stop ruining what we've got planned. You can either do this the hard way, or you can do this the easy way." And of course, they have a Carr is in a hospital bed with his right arm up in a Heil Hitler, and it's a very funny episode, as they all have been. But
Yeah.
I don't understand how they can do it as fast as they do it. I mean, it's amazing.
So I'm looking at British flapjacks, and they kind of look like granola bars. It's an
But
oat
they were they
bar.
I that's I thought that too, but they were a cake. Something,
They don't look like cakes online, the recipes that I'm seeing.
okay.
They look like either, and they said they can't be chewy or crunchy. So they look like kind of thick granola bars.
What kind of flour do they use?
It's golden syrup. So it looks like it's butter and golden syrup. There is no flour.
Oh, okay. Anyway, moving on, Alien Earth had its finale, and eight episodes, excellent, excellent series. I did not think that they could do it. I mean, pull it off. And then the twist that they leave for next season was exciting. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it goes comes it gets renewed and comes back. They just announced mid-century modern was canceled. So when
Oh,
with Hulu, you just never know. I mean, I know they're going for ratings, so hopefully this has got good enough ratings that it'll stay on. Let's see. It's a Celebrity Weakest Link. They did TV Moms, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, no, she's dead. She's dead. I'm thinking, who are the TV Moms going to be? And it ended up being a lot of like one of the younger women that was a mother in Parenthood. It's like, okay, at least I knew who she is. I only knew four of the eight people there. Two of the shows I didn't even know were shows. And I'm usually pretty good on this stuff. But I think
Where
it's
are they on network shows or?
I don't know. I didn't recognize the
Oh,
two. I didn't
well, if you didn't
recognize.
recognize me,
Yeah.
sure.
So I'm thinking maybe since I've gotten out of cable that I'm just not as hip as I used to be. Okay. I thought you were going to make, well, at this point, you're just hoping not to break a hip.
That's too easy.
I know. Okay, skip that, skip that. Well, High Potential, we did get off the arc. We've solved the mystery. Now we're going to go back to hopefully doing a episodic murder mystery every week kind of thing, or figuring out the crime every week, which I like better. It's just they're nice, fun, quick episodes. Oh, now you're not watching Gen V, are you? Over on Amazon.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's an offshoot of The Boys.
Ugh, no.
Okay, well, this episode that they had. One of the girls, they're having a foot race, and they race into the boys' locker room, and there's all these naked college boys with huge cocks because I guess they're supers, so they have extra big wieners. There's one
Sure.
guy that looks like it's one of those Gallo salamis that you see hanging. That looks like that's what it is, and then. And the episode was fine, but at the very end, they're fighting, and they crash through this wall. And there's this guy on all four, naked. And then they crash through the next wall. And then all of a sudden, this guy crawls out of his asshole and goes, "What's going on?
Oh.
What's going on?" And I'm like, "I don't know what's going on. This is it was it was hilarious." Let's see. We still have not started the morning show. I'm kind of waiting for him to build up. Now, 28 days, 28 years later is on Netflix. Have you gotten to see that yet?
No.
Oh, you don't watch those? I thought you might.
No, because I don't think I saw 28 months or no. Oh, God, no. That awful 28 months later with those two brats. Fuck that movie.
See, I don't even remember it. I don't think I
Right. It
watched
was so
it.
awful.
I probably sent you because I didn't like the
No,
first
you
one.
went because we reviewed it and we were both pissed off that the whole movie is those the two brats with their father. I think it's their father, or it could be just some stranger that saved them. But they're brats and they run off, and we're like, let them run off. Fuck them. Who cares?
Okay. Let's see. Over on YouTube, I don't know if you remember the Chew that used to be on ABC at it was like at lunchtime.
I remember you talking about
Yeah.
it.
Well, once Mario Batali, closed his rape rooms, and
Sure.
ABC just said, "We don't want to deal with this anymore." They fired him. Well, so everybody got fired. So Michael Simon, Clinton Kelly, and Carla Hall, ever since then, have been doing a, they're on a group text where they're talking all the time to each other. And one of them said, "Why don't we just do a YouTube show? Where we're on 3 times a week, we do appetizers, we do entrees, we do desserts." And the thing that was always so much fun about them was just their talking together. So that's now a YouTube show.
Oh.
That's and it's runs about 30 minutes, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and it's just fun. It's nice listening to them because I always. I was at home at the time, because I was working from
As
home.
opposed to now?
Well, I was working from home.
I see.
And so that was always my lunch hour, was watching the Chew. So now, are you watching Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah.
Is it doing anything for you this season?
No.
See, and I'm so disappointed, because I like everybody, but it's just something's not clicking this time around. I don't know what it
No.
is.
In fact, I'm doing my own editing. Anytime that fat chick with the pigtails is on, I skip right through those scenes.
I get that. Yeah, I veer towards my iPad, and then all of a sudden, oh wait, we're 5 more minutes into the show. Shit. It's not pulling me back. I
Yeah.
lose it's I have no attention while I'm
No.
watching it.
No, and I don't care for the story. Steve Martin and the mob wife, I don't give a shit about. Her stupid sons, I don't give a
And
shit
it's got a
about.
great cast. The cast is sensational, but it's got to be the writing this
Yeah,
season.
Christoph Waltz, Peter Jackson, and Judy Garland.
He had which oh God, of course, blank on everybody right now.
I just told you who they were.
No, I'm talking about the other people as well. You know, like the mob, not the mob wife, the mob wife, and then and because that's Tia Leone, and then the widow, who is from,
Oh, isn't that Diane Weiss?
yes, Diane Weiss, yes. But that's what I'm talking about. These are all Academy Award winners. I mean,
Yeah.
that yeah. So anyway, oh, that's what you meant by Peter Jackson. I'm thinking it's Percy Jackson. I'm like,
Oh.
Peter Jackson, that fat asshole, he's not in the show, but maybe I'm missing something.
No, Percy Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Percy Sledge. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Golden Bachelor premieres. I'm not watching it.
Really?
I have no interest in watching these old men. And he, before the show even started, he goes, I'm not dating anybody.
Oh.
I'm not even dating anybody that's over 60. So it's
But
like
what
the
about all the
golden,
old women that are chasing after him? Don't
it's
you
the fucking
identify
Golden
with them?
Bachelor. You're supposed to be dating older women. So
Sure.
just anyway, Peacemaker this week, they did a salute to the birds, because Peacemaker's best friend is Eagly, and they've got the bad guys are trying to kill Eagly, and Eagly makes a plan. He's a smart eagle, and he gets all his friends together, and when this guy tries to kill him, they all give him the salute to the birds. They all peck at him and kill him, and it was a hilarious moment, you know, because it's a little Easter egg towards, you know, Hitchcock, but it was fun.
Sure.
Yeah. There's this new podcast that I'm watching on YouTube right now. It's called IHIP News. It's IHIP, and it's with Jen and Pumps. It's these two women from Oklahoma, liberal women from Oklahoma, and they are just hilarious. All they do, I mean, they basically do kind of what Newsom's doing with memes. They're just on there, and it's like she goes, so Cankles, we'll just refer to him as Kanks, you know, the president. He's and they'll just insult him. They did a thing where Benny Johnson, she's going, well, now Benny Johnson has been, the rumors have been flying around about him, and of course he goes to the Republican convention, and he goes to the Charlie Kirk funeral, and spiels out all this hate towards gay people and stuff. Yet he's out, you know, eating ass on the weekend. So I don't know what's, you know, it's fine, you know, Benny, if you want to eat ass on the weekend, that's fine, but I don't want to hear about it, and I don't want you talking shit about the LGBT community. And that's the way they talk all the time. It's hilarious. It's like hanging out with, you know, fun girlfriends at work that are actually hip and funny, and
Sure.
yeah, and they do like three little segments a day, and so I can pick them up, and good times.
Sure.
But their show is actually called I've Had It, and it's on iHip News. So, oh, see, English teacher's back. Watched the first three episodes. Have you watched any yet?
I know I watched
It
two,
was COVID
the COVID in America and so in the trash can.
and the recycle,
Yeah.
and then so the next one is fucking hilarious,
The
because
third one.
the third one is really great. They introduced two new characters that are hysterical. I'll just tell you that. I won't spoil anything for you, but they did drop all 10 episodes, and
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer. I mean, it's fine. I guess it's a disposable show, so they really don't need to be
yeah, I don't
issued
understand.
weekly.
I that's what I'm thinking, because I actually like the weekly shows, because these get too bunched up when they're coming out 10 at a time, 13 at a time, and you're
Sure,
trying to
yeah.
watch them. And like I said, I don't like watching shows. Well, this one's okay. I can pretty much watch it every day when a new episode. But some of these shows, like that Foundation thing, it was coming. I couldn't even keep up with it, nor did I want to. So, yeah. Simpsons are back with season 37, which is
Wow.
insane. And we just started watching Difficult People again.
Well, there you go.
I did not realize that Cole was on the first episode. I thought he came in like the second season when they were hiring a new waiter.
No, that's when the trans waitress showed up. She was the second season.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Still, it was hilarious. It's like, oh my God, he's there. I didn't realize. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I wonder, and as far as timeline goes, I don't know if he worked with Amy Sedaris before or after Difficult People, because he was on the Amy Sedaris show too.
Yeah, I remember hearing him talk about it, but I don't remember which order it was.
Yeah.
What else have you done this week?
That's it. Watched Only Murders. And English teacher, I bought Borderlands 4. It's one of my favorite gaming series or game
Oh,
series.
okay.
It's all right. They've changed the layout a little bit, and the story is so far better than the third one, because the third one sucks ass. The
Just
second one
like Benny
is.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one sucks ass all the time, not just on the
Not just on the
weekend.
weekends. Okay, got it. Yeah.
It was a pale in comparison to Borderlands 2. This one, I'm too early in it. It'll never compare to Borderlands 2, but it is better than 3 and infinitely better than that god awful movie. So, yeah, I've been killing rippers.
So is Alice in Borderland up yet?
I think it came up on the 25th. I haven't watched it.
Okay,
I'm still trying to get through the second season, and then I guess I've given up on Sakamoto Days.
yay.
Because although the last episode I watched, the reason I haven't been enjoying it is because they've been focusing on these other just awful, awful characters. Whereas this last episode I watched, there was Mr. Sakamoto was featured more heavily, which he's just such a better character than these whiny, whiny fucking brats that they've had throughout this whole season. So, yeah, hopefully he's back, and maybe I'll get back into it. I don't know. Yeah, but no, other than that, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing good. It's all
No,
crap.
it's all good.
Well, yeah,
Well,
coming
not
from
all of
you.
it. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta lower your expectations.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, never mind. So yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well,
I
yes.
did. I forgot. I had a note here. Guilty, which we've talked about a bajillion times, turned 45 on September 23rd. Barbra Streisand's Guilty.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So there you go. 45 years old.
Wow. God. And what year was that? So that would
Well, 45 years
so
ago,
that's 80?
1980, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yep, I read a critic a review of it, a critical review of it at the time it was released, and I can't remember who it was, and I'm just, that kind of tells you the quality of the reviewer if you can't remember him but you remember the album. In fact, it's her best-selling album of all time.
That's
And
interesting too.
he said it was it sounds like a bunch of Saturday Night Fever rejects. I'm
Wow.
like, I don't think so at all, but okay. And then another critic said that the issue with the album is that Barbara, she oversings everything. I'm like, well, that's
Yeah, that's
kind of
Barbara
the appeal,
Streisand. Yeah.
right?
I mean, that's why we like Judy Garland.
Exactly.
You know, there's a reason for that. That's what they do.
Right.
You know,
So,
not everybody's Karen Carpenter, and can bring slow, quiet moments to
for
the
sure.
you know, we love the belters.
That's right. Shirley Bassey wouldn't have
Oh
a
yeah.
career without the gays.
Exactly.
So, yep. That's the only thing I wanted to add.
Okay, well that's very good. Thank you. Okay. So I guess then we'll talk next week.
I maybe.
Well, watch something.
No.
You can hate it. That's fine. We like hating stuff.
No. I ordered Mommy Dearest on Blu-ray. It's been a while
Oh.
since I've seen that.
Wow. That'll be wait, Blu-ray. Oh, that's
Yeah.
right. You like the stuff you can hold in your hand.
Physical content, right? Because you never
Yeah.
know when it might be edited because of some scene is not politically correct anymore,
Well, you know, which
or they just take it off their library altogether.
that's interesting because I did notice when I watched the Christmas shows, you know, because I see them every year, that if they have been updated, you know, oh, there's a new updated version. I automatically get the new updated version.
Sure, yeah.
So you know, we don't see, you know, something that wait, something's missing from here. What's going on? I don't know. I don't like that very much.
Right, yeah. One of these days,
Yeah.
you're gonna watch Disney Dumbo on Disney Plus, and the crows will be gone.
Oh, are they still in?
Crows? What crows? What are you
Yeah,
talking about?
no. It's not crows. It was two church mice that
Right.
had re-edited in. Yeah, I get it. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll talk to you in October.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.